Hello and welcome. This is a Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode presented by Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com.
Welcome to Storybrooke.
Enjoy your stay.
And now, on with the show.
They have a question for you, Kate. They want to know who your favorite character is. Emma. Now that's an interesting choice, and that's a good choice.
She's had lots of hard times, but she's made some really tough decisions and good ones.
She has indeed had tough times and made some really good decisions. Tough ones, you're right. Yeah. But they've been good, and that's a good thing. So,
Yeah, she said she can't wait till basically the family's back together, so... We will see. We will see.
So the question has come, have you seen an improvement in your business since the filming?
Yes.
On filming days especially. I'm sure. Yeah. And I'm sure even on non-filming days you get folks coming in. So, and that's good. That's good. We want that. We want to keep that going. So it is good to support the local businesses. So yeah. We want to make sure we promote as much as possible. Yeah, so what else do we have on our plate? What else are we talking about? Because we've got some more time to go. Oh, is the weather nice? Yes, it is absolutely gorgeous.
That was another thing, especially for us, coming
from the heat, it's been very, very nice. I will say, though, it's been kind of an interesting challenge for us because people will say, yeah, it's a 21 degrees. And I'm like, no, it's not. But that's Celsius. And so we're looking at, I think it's mid to upper 70s, low 80s. And if you were looking at Fahrenheit, like we would here in the States. So, or where we would in the States, whereas now here in Vancouver and Steveston, yeah. it's been a challenge. And then and then people ask, well, how far away are you from this? And I have to think in terms of, okay, so kilometers, I'm guessing, Disneyland is 6 miles from our house, but it's 10 kilometers if you talk to folks here in Canada. So let me
shift gears just a little bit.
Okay.
Unless you had something.
Well, I was going to just say, because we're getting a couple more questions about weather, and the weather here is very nice. It's very temperate. Mm-hmm. The day has been a little warm today. It was a little cooler yesterday. It's warmed up a little bit. It's not hot. We're in shorts, but we will be putting on jeans later for the evening because it will get cold. As the year progresses, though, it's going to get a little cooler, and as we were told, it's perpetually fall here. So it tends to get a little chilly. So if you're coming later this year, plan on it being pretty cold at some point. And that would go for probably mostly October, I would think, but September probably be pretty chilly too. So just keep watching the weather.com or Weather Channel for information.
Let me talk about the reveal of our secret trip.
Okay.
So
let's talk about that.
I couldn't actually believe that no one actually kind of guessed beforehand.
Yeah, we were throwing some pretty heavy clues.
Huge hints. Yeah. Just me saying game changer. When I say game changer, that means game changer.
Yeah,
and no one guessed it. And I started these really weird, I said, all things will change on Tuesday and Thursday and all this kind of stuff. And the people started getting worried. They were like, what's happening? You know, my gosh. Well, basically, we're going to, you know, podcast for 5 minutes at a time, you know, and then that's going to be frustrating.
Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
But no. And then I said, okay, once we get to the border, we're going to, and I started tweeting out names of towns going up to the mm-hmm. Canadian border.
Right.
And I think Alira and Manny both discovered it at the same time. And then we tweeted out the picture of the Canadian flag. And then I said, okay, that they should know by now. And so that was the big surprise. And like I said, a lot of planning. You know, this is a dream come true. A great birthday gift, Christmas, everything. And now that the podcast is working well and we have Kate and Karen here, I mean, we're
it's
set.
It's pretty awesome.
So But yeah, I was really surprised. If you people knew, you know, but not everybody knew.
Well,
and I was
right.
really surprised that no one else kind of
We had to tell
guessed.
A couple people because
yes.
clearly we needed them to know where we were. I'm not going to say where, but we stayed with, anyway.
We so, close by.
No, I'm not talking here. Before we got here, because
yeah,
we
yeah.
took a couple days. We drove up here, for those that aren't
yeah.
aware. But, yeah, we drove and we took a couple days to get here because it is a very long drive. It would be 22 hours to drive it straight through. And believe me, after 8 hours of driving, you know, on one day and 8 hours on the next day and then 5.5, 6 hours on the other day, I would have been dead. I just would have been dead because I just couldn't have taken care of it. What?
So, any other magical moments that you kind of want to at least mention?
Are you talking about that we bumped into a couple people?
Maybe, yeah. That sounds about right.
Okay. So, you want to say?
No, go ahead.
No, I want you to say.
as cool as this has been, we did have a time to meet and chat a bit to Mig, Jeffrey, his lovely wife Kaylee, and Faustino.
Yep.
It was one of those amazing things that just kind of happened.
Yep.
And it was one of those short, brief moments that you mm-hmm. want to last forever.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it's just so, so amazing. There are so many things this whole trip, but we're just so fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So, yeah. And
yeah, pretty awesome.
Yep.
It was pretty surreal. We love those guys.
Mm-hmm.
We love all of them. We do.
Yeah.
You know.
But,
yeah.
So, anything else that you want to talk about? I think we've...
Well, I mean, gosh, we've talked about a lot of stuff. Do we have any news bits we want to share? Do we have any other things? Oh, there won't be a live show this Saturday night because we'll be driving.
Yep.
So we can't record. We can't record from the road, unfortunately.
Somebody was asking, say, well, I'm not going to ask what Jeff and Colleen are doing this weekend. Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. We're driving. Driving
yeah,
a lot.
This particular weekend, we are driving.
You know, and as much as we push it to get up here, we're going to have to push it to get back. So.
Yes.
Because I need to get back. I'm trying
yeah,
to forget about work
yeah.
and everything, but.
We do need to get back.
It is still waiting for us.
Yep.
So we'll do a little quiz.
Oh yay.
And then we will see.
So what, is this technically the after party yet?
This is the after party. I was afraid to do anything
I
different.
Well,
I was just happy that we're still connected
we'll
and
make it
people
a little,
can hear us.
Like this is an extended part of it, but it's the after party.
Okay.
So take off your shoe if you're in the after party.
Yep. Yep. We're in the after party. So what we did it's because we're older, and I said, we're going to get crazy tonight. We're going to take off one shoe, because that's about as crazy as I get, you know. And I said, we're going to stay up late till about 7:30.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Anyway, so that's the we do have a bit of casting news.
Okay. Do we?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Help. Go ahead. Help me.
No. Go ahead. I was going to say something else, but before
okay.
we get into the quiz, then let's.
So,
I have something else.
Jorge Garcia.
Yes.
Has been cast.
Yes. That is the rumor.
Once Upon a Time.
Right. That's a great thing.
Anyhow.
We love Jorge Garcia.
Yes.
He was in Lost. So we're very happy about that. So before we get started on any fun stuff quiz, let's take care of one little piece of business, which is the meetup in a couple of weeks.
All right.
We'd like to get a final count if we can, so we kind of can plan for stuff. We have an idea, but I know a couple of people have been, have had to unfortunately drop out of it. But, if you're still going to go, we'd love to know that you're going to be there. That's kind of, if you can just like send an email to the email address and let us know you're coming, that'd be awesome.
And
so,
there was a couple of questions to me. Have we bought or seen season one?
No, not yet. That's on the way home.
We have been furiously packing, planning, saving, focusing on this trip. I am so glad we took it. I got to say big love to my wife for...
Don't cry. You'll get me crying if you do. Oh, yeah.
Putting up with this crazy trip.
Putting up with it.
It's kind of crazy.
It's been awesome, and it's been a fun trip. It really has. It's been crazy. It's been wild. We've had our moments. We got stuck on freeways, and we got stuck, you know, getting into a tunnel at one point. And
I packed up all my computer equipment from home.
Yep.
All of it.
Yep.
And so that means there's like two or three less spaces that you could have took more makeup or shoes or something.
I didn't need more makeup or shoes, sweetie. But thank you.
Thank goodness.
I had plenty of room for my...
It was like a big Jenga game, kind of fitting everything in. So, anyway, so, just, amazing, crazy, rushing.
Yep.
She's a better driver than me, so she's been doing the driving.
Yep.
So, you know, go easy on her. She's been driving forever. So,
well, I've had a couple days to relax, and we've been walking a lot, which is great. So, it's been fun. It's been a fun trip, and it's the first trip we've taken in a few years that was purely just for us, that didn't involve family coming to visit or friends coming from out of state or what have you. And I love that.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. We love that. But this is the first time in, you know, like 5 years we've had a chance to really go just on our own, do our own thing. So this is a really special trip for us. It's a birthday celebration for him, probably our anniversary, which is coming up in a few weeks too, a couple weeks. And then my birthday, which is coming up after that. So it's kind of taking care of all of it all at once.
I'm 40-something again. 40-something.
Yes, you are.
So let's do any other questions or things in the chat room that we may want to address.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, people are asking when's our anniversary. It's September 11th.
True.
And that's a true story. It's September 11th, 1999. Yep. So we'll be celebrating 13 years of marriage this year. In a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of crazy.
So the joke was always, when we got married, the first anniversary was, if you forget it, you're going to have to dial 911.
Exactly. That's why I picked 911.
Yeah. And then a year or two after that, it was for a different reason. But
yeah.
I remember 2001 sitting at a really nice restaurant on a hill.
Yeah.
And not seeing any planes fly over.
That was kind of
I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just,
you know. It was kind of
wild.
It was
really,
very surreal.
Really different.
But,
so,
you know, look, we remember and respect what happened. And we you know, it shook our hearts when it did happen. But we still love that day because it is, you know, our anniversary. You know, it was our anniversary first. So
that's right. You know, the old dog who said he would never marry again, married again. And best choice of my life.
Yep.
So.
It was good. All right. What was the next thing you were going to talk about? Something else.
Let's do the quiz. We've got 20 awesome questions, and I want to thank and send big love out to Sarah Dean, who did a fantastic job these quiz questions. So, because I knew I would not have the wherewithal. See, it's just my mind has been all over the place for the last, you know, week or so. So
right.
Anyway.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Question number one. What did Belle tell Grumpy love does?
I can see the scene.
Okay.
I can totally hear her chatting, and now I'm struggling to... here we go. Somebody came up with gives us hope.
And it...
Love does not stink.
Fuels our dreams.
Fuels our dreams. Nicely done.
Right.
That's a Ustreamer. We don't know who that is.
Hi, Ustreamer 245611.
We don't know who that
Excellent.
Is.
Excellent. Good job. So, in Skin Deep, aside from the pop culture reference, what is the significance of Bell's father naming his business after Game of Thrones?
Ooh.
Or Game of Thorns. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Jane Espenson wrote it.
And that's exactly right. Jane Espenson, who wrote Skin Deep, also has written for Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. Very good. Okay, let's wake Ima up and all the evil regals out there. What did the evil queen call the huntsman after she ripped out his heart?
Her pet.
Her pet.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Nicely done.
And I can honestly say I have seen the evil queen today, or
yeah,
at least
the
counterpart, the Regina.
Regina, Mary Mills.
Yep. It still sounds weird to say that, but it's true.
I know it does.
All right. In True North, who did Emma say Nicholas and Ava's mother was?
Oh, wow. I don't even remember that. That's bad.
It's a tough one.
Dory Zimmer?
Yes.
Wow. Man, you girls, I'm convinced they watch every episode every day.
Who?
Paige and Marissa.
Paige. Marissa, good job.
And Tordy, because Tordy does too as well.
Yep.
Man.
Great work. What were the three things the genie wished for that trapped him in the mirror?
Oh.
There were three parts of the wish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish to be with you forever.
Okay.
To always look upon Regina's face. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. And never leave your side.
Yeah, great.
Man,
excellent.
We got some fans in this chat room right now. That's great.
Good job. Okay, number six. How much money did Leroy and Mary Margaret need to make in order to convince the nuns they had sold all the candles?
I actually remember this. $1,500 was the first guess. $5,000 was the next.
$5,000.
And yeah, got a couple of close to with the $6,000, $2,000. So we're close. But yeah, that was a lot of money.
Yep. What did Granny tell Ruby she dressed like?
I do remember this, actually. Liza, drag queen. A drag queen during Fleet Week.
Right. And Liza was mentioned, but yeah.
Yes.
Also a drag queen during Fleet Week.
Yeah.
Now, what did Ruby tell Granny she dressed like?
Oh, there we go. The flip side. Norman Bates. Close.
Right.
Norman Bates when he dresses like Norman Bates' mother.
Right.
That was great.
Great job.
That was fantastic.
When Emma wakes up in jail, who are the first two people she meets?
Oh, I actually know this one, too. Sheriff Graham is one guess, but it was Marco and Leroy was the first.
That's right.
Marco and Leroy. Nice.
And what did Leroy tell her?
What did he say to her? I actually remember this one, too. What did he say to her? What you looking at, sister?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you looking at, sister? That's
and
great.
That's not the last time he said that either.
No, that's true. That's not the last time. Because he said it to... Ooh, does anybody know? Who else did he say it to?
I know.
I do Snow White very nicely done. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, so who said everyone has a choice?
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Rumpel?
No.
No, not Rumpel. And I think I have the right of it. You know. I bet you do know, Kate. Rumpel may have said it in The Shepherd. Zoso?
No.
Zoso? Mm-hmm. Charming Emma?
Zoso.
Zoso
to Rumpelstiltskin and Desperate Souls.
Nice.
Yep. And number 11. Who said good is another word for weak? And then there's who he is, and there's also his name. So let's see how close we get.
First guess was Regina, and then there was Henry.
No. Nope.
Hmm. Good is another word for weak. Hmm. King George?
No.
No. The Huntsman?
No.
No.
Wow.
Oh, this is a stumper. That's fantastic. Rumpel?
No.
Wow. Wow. They're thinking charming.
No.
No. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Snow?
No.
No. Good is another word for weak.
Right. And
another word for weak. I would say one guess would be grumpy.
No.
Wow. Jiminy? No. Jiminy's
Close.
Parents? Jiminy's
okay. Parents? Keep going. Right. Jiminy's parents, but who? Which one?
Cora? Jiminy's mother?
No.
Jiminy's father?
Right.
Jiminy's father.
Martin. Archie's
wow.
father.
Wow.
Yeah, to Archie and still small
Wow, we had
voice.
To go way back for that.
Yep. Yep. Okay. When the wind is blowing through the pages of Henry's book, what two things are shown?
Oh, I do know these things, so I'm excited. One is Wizard of Oz, flying monkeys.
Okay.
That's correct. And then the other is Caterpillar. Caterpillar, winged monkeys.
No.
Well, there is a caterpillar and the flying monkeys at
okay.
one point.
Right.
So I do know that that's true.
But
from
there's
Alice
a third.
Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So Rose Red.
Flying monkeys.
Right.
And Alice standing in Wonderland. But there may have been also the caterpillar as well.
Yes. Oh, okay. It was Alice standing. I think she was in front of or next to the caterpillar because
yep.
I remember seeing
yep.
his
yep.
face.
Okay.
Nicely done.
All right. Number 13. Lucky number 13.
Yes.
Who gave the order for children to join the Ogre War once they turned 14?
Oh, wow.
This is tough. This is really tough.
And these are Sarah's questions, Sarah Dean. So
yep.
that's good. The Duke.
Okay. Of?
The Duke of... Not the Duke of Earl.
Please
Duke,
don't say Earl. Oh.
Duke of the Pride Lands. I said Earl. I said not Earl, but Duke of the Pride Lands.
No. That's another movie.
Okay. The Midlands.
No.
Oh, no. And not the Dukes of Hazzard either.
No.
Duke of Awesome.
No.
Duke who had the same flag as King George. Duke of the Frontlands.
Right.
Duke
Very
of the Frontlands.
Good. Very good.
Nicely done.
Who pulled that out?
A Ustreamer that I don't know who it is.
Okay.
031811.
Good
I'm
job,
sure
Ustreamer.
But nice job.
Yeah, we have a number of new people listening tonight, so great job, one and all.
It's a brand new person. Excellent.
Okay.
Welcome.
What did the Valentine's card Mary Margaret was supposed to get have on it? Supposed
oh.
to get.
Kate's got her.
Not the one she got.
I woof you.
No.
You're my happily ever after.
Well,
a
okay.
castle. You are my happily ever after.
Okay. But what's the, what
was
the picture?
The picture was
remember?
A castle.
Okay.
And it said, you're my happily ever after.
A prince, princess, and a castle.
Okay.
So.
There we go.
Good job. But yeah, the I woof you, yeah. That
That's
was
the one
not
she got.
So, yeah, boy,
That's not the one
howdy.
She was supposed to get.
And you know, again, really interesting is we stood mm-hmm. on the place where she got that that card. And we also stood in the place where Emma talked Ruby into staying.
Yes.
Right after Dr. Whale was mm-hmm. doing his Dr. Whaleness.
Right. Being
so,
his whaleness.
Right.
I'm sorry, that just came out funny.
But, okay, number 15. Why was snow stealing from carriages?
Ooh. Let's see. Why was she stealing from carriages?
That's right.
To trade with the trolls. To make enough to travel? Doing what it takes to survive. To escape to another realm.
Okay, to amass enough fortune so that she could escape to another realm.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Get enough money to find her lonely little corner of solitude. Very nicely
yep.
done. She thought she was Regina. No.
We,
but that's a good guess. That was very funny.
Yep. Ken and his family have just joined us, so I just want to say hi, everybody. And
it's kind of unusual and cool to have an audience because we don't usually. It's just us, although ladies are audience.
Right.
Everybody was asking about her earlier. Ladies are a dog, and so she had to stay home because, unfortunately, I don't think Canada would let her in without quarantine. So.
But she's cute. I think they just adorable. Wave her in.
Well, they might because she is pretty darn adorable. So. Yeah. But, yeah.
They wouldn't pause her through.
Oh, so bad.
Number 16. Why was Grumpy in jail during 7:15 a.m.? Ooh.
Oh.
That's a great question.
Oh, yeah. He was drunk?
Well, Grumpy. Maybe.
He might have been.
You know.
No, because he stole a diamond. He was blamed for stealing diamonds from the diamond mines.
Yeah,
he bought a stolen diamond.
Yeah, because he made a shady diamond deal to propose to a woman who was beautiful like a fairy.
Oh.
Yep.
That'll come out very interesting. Yes.
Yes. In what episode does the genie lamp first appear?
Holy cow.
I would imagine in Mr. Gold Shop. Right over there.
Yeah. Desperate Souls? That's the guess on the
no.
No, episode 6. No. Let's see. The Shepherd.
Yes.
Nicely done.
That is the answer. And I'm also going to include, too, we did walk by and see Ava and Nicholas's house where she told Emma that they lived.
Right.
And then the house where they actually did go in, and that's where they lived.
Yeah, that's
so
true. It was really cool.
It's just so cool. We were talking to Ken about just the different varied places. You have mountains here, obviously, where the snow is. There's agrarian areas,
farmlands,
and all. And then there's also stable areas where horses run, and all that. And then we have little wharfs and places for
ships
and fishing and all this. And it's really all here. And it to me, it harkens back to Lost because they used Oahu for all kinds of different locations.
Right.
So it's very, very similar.
I'm being yelled at to tell Ken hi from Manny.
Hi, Manny.
He says hi back.
This is so cool.
Yep. And yes, Kate is still there. Are still here, so
Kate's a ringer. I can tell. She's like she's answering good on these questions. Okay, why was it a bad idea for King Midas to give Charming a sword of gold?
Ooh. Well, that's an interesting question. Why was it a bad... I don't even remember that. Because he would turn to gold? Or Dragonfire would melt it?
It's kind of close, but
I can't think of what it would be.
Gold is one of the softest metals, so it bends and would be useless for dragon slaying.
That's a good point.
Even though it has bling, that's what Sarah included here. Okay, number 19. What Disney-related object does Rumpelstiltskin have in the Dark Castle? This was kind of... I remember there was a discussion about a couple of different
Sorcerer's
things.
Hat? Merlin's
Sorcerer's hat?
Yeah.
That's right. At the end of Skin Deep, there's a blue wizard hat with silver stars on the wall.
Looks very similar to the Sorcerer's hat that Mickey wore in Fantasia.
Yep.
Yep.
So, number 20. What did Emma say Henry's father would always ask for?
Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Nice.
That's right.
A lot of them got that one. I must have misread the question or misunderstood the question because I had something completely different in my head.
You were still thinking about Robert.
Probably.
Okay.
Considering he's over there.
Yeah.
In the shop right now.
He's busy. He's so what was Emma's Operation Cobra name?
The Operation Cobra name? Emma's Operation Cobra?
That she gave herself.
Pumpkin.
Right. Okay.
They all got it.
Okay.
And yes, Robert is in his shop right now, probably filming inside. And no, we cannot see inside. They have everything blocked off, and we're kind of at a funny little angle. So I can't see it, but I know he's there.
Yeah.
I know he's there.
So it's 6:30, and I'm kind of, yeah, I know.
Sorry. No, I'm fangirling because Karen just showed me. She ran up and got a picture of him.
Oh. Boy.
Okay. No, I'm not going to. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to stay calm. I'm going to stay calm. I'm cool. It's cool.
I've cried. You've fangirled out. There's been moments here.
Yeah, a little bit. We are in Storybrooke after all.
Yeah.
And no, we are not outside, just so everybody knows. We're inside the lovely Steveston Hotel.
Right.
They were gracious to us and allowed us to be in their cafe, which is closed in the evenings. And so, yeah, the folks here are amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't.
What?
I'm out of.
You're
that's
out of.
That's it.
You're out of
that's
what?
That I don't have anything else. So, unless you have some questions or.
No, I don't think we have any questions. I don't have any. The folks want to know what are our plans for tomorrow. Well, we're going to be kind of hanging around because it doesn't look like they're going to be doing any filming tomorrow. So we will just be hanging out with some of our little friends we've met here, and we will be doing something fun, I'm sure.
Yep.
We've had a lot of fun so far.
Well, one thing that's come up is maybe the caretaker's cottage where Mr. Gold had a little time with a cane.
Yeah, when he went a little
poor
crazy.
Mo French. Yeah. And then also the there was a little kiss in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit. So may have to maybe
almost a kiss.
May be doing that. So yeah. But, yeah, tomorrow's going to be just kind of a relaxation day for us. We will be leaving Saturday, so, yeah, we're going to get in as much as we can between tonight and tomorrow and go from there. So, yep. Yeah.
So, it definitely sounds like the DVD set, especially the Blu-ray set, has so many cool things.
Oh, yeah.
There's even a little get to know the town of Steveston. I think they call it a tour of Storybrooke.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. But yeah, I mean, we really need to support the businesses here. We've kind of talked about, you know, the Steveston Hotel and Sarah's Old Fashioned Ice Cream. There's Dave's Fish and Chips, of which we haven't gone to yet.
Well, it was
packed.
It was packed.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I was like.
Right. We were afraid we weren't going to get back in time to go get our stuff.
Right.
And we were afraid we were going to miss some filming stuff. So we went to Pajo's, which is on the desk, or Pajo's. I'm not sure how you say it, but I think it's Pajo's. But it's there's a few locations here, and it was really good, by the way. So if you check it out, it's right there on the wharf, and really good fish and chips.
Yeah.
And then let's see. What else? We ate at Granny's. We want to check out some other stuff. I think we'll be checking out. We did have dinner at Tapenade. That was another good restaurant, too, by the way.
Yep.
So that was really, really fun. We're looking. Oh, we're saying goodbye to our friend Kate.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Kate.
Thank you so much.
She has to go back to work. Okay. Sell more ice cream.
We're good.
We'll be down
by.
Later.
We will be by. Save us some. Okay.
Yeah. So.
It's amazing night.
I know.
Wow.
I know. So, it's been pretty awesome. So, we're going to enjoy our last night here and our last day tomorrow. And so that's pretty awesome.
So who got, besides Marissa and Paige, got the whole Hello Purbeck shoes?
Oh, I don't know if anybody noticed that. Did anybody pick up on that when we tweeted it out? Anybody. Anyway. Oh.
Okay.
Malini did.
Okay.
And Sarah. Let's see. No, nobody else did. Well, now they'll not forget that Purbeck Shoes is right there in the middle of town.
Yep. We haven't seen inside as yet, but it's always there. It was the one thing when Mr. Gold was crossing the street, and you can see they played it at the beginning of a number of episodes.
Right.
And Yeah, people are staring at us.
They are. They don't know what to make of this. They're like, what's going on? Why are these people sitting here watching them?
I thought the restaurant was closed. What's happening?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So, it's pretty amazing. And
yeah.
Looking out of the windows in the library, something else. Something else.
Yeah, it is.
There may be some other filming along the way that we may be seeing. So that should be pretty cool. Okay.
Sorry, something just made me laugh really hard. Anyway, I'll get beyond it.
Okay.
It's good. It's all good.
Very good.
Yeah. So, it's been pretty amazing. So,
yeah,
we will have pictures to show later. We won't be showing some stuff now because that would be, I don't know. We'll see. If we don't think that there's anything spoilery about it, we will make sure we post those things out. But anything that would even be hinted at a spoiler, we're not gonna show it. So, anywho, let's see. Oh yeah, we're hoping we can maybe see Megan tonight, perhaps, but not sure if that'll happen. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's really incredible is you really don't know. You know, there's certain people that just say, oh, I know for sure. You know, I was hearing certain things like, for sure tomorrow they're going to be filming.
Yeah.
Probably there's not going to be filming
according
tomorrow.
To the sources we have, and they're extremely reliable, no.
Yeah.
Probably not.
So.
Not as likely. So, I'm looking in the van. Nobody. Okay, there's nobody in there. I was thinking it might be somebody else. You never know.
They're throwing you off. They saw you almost faint, so they're just driving around.
Because when Robert
empty
did,
vans.
When Robert did, Robert drove around in the van and looked right here in the window, and I about had a heart attack. Y'all missed it. So, just letting you know, we did see David Anders. We saw Dr. Whale from a distance. We actually saw him, ironically, kind of walking down the street, and he had a coat on over his clothing, and so people didn't actually recognize that it was him. And I saw him across the street. And I'm like, oh man, if we were on the other side of the street, I could have stopped him and said hello.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, it's just it's really surreal to see the group of people you know, right at this window watching, filming.
Oh yeah, it's a massively huge group of people.
It's incredible. So. And
yep. But you know what? That's okay. There's a lot it'll be fun.
So I just hope everybody, you know, however, you know, and I kind of figured this would happen, but it's just the ordering the DVD beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Once the day of the release gets here, oh my gosh, they don't want to wait. So it's like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to go buy. But as long as you buy it, that's fine. Buy the Blu-ray, buy the DVD. However,
there's a little dachshund girl outside. She's cute.
There's a little friend, probably for Lady.
Aw, she loves Lady.
Yeah.
But the DVD you were talking about.
Right,
the DVD.
Yeah. So you know, let's support them, buy the DVD, buy the Blu-ray, whatever. And, you know, we may have some things with the release of the DVD and the Blu-ray. Maybe we'll do some extra stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But But anyway, yeah, so hopefully this kind of excites you guys, you know, for the season two that's coming. And
OMG, 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 oh my God. Oh, I cannot take it. I cannot just take this. Holy crap.
Wow.
It was Robert.
Wow.
He was in the front seat of the van. And was looking right at us. I cannot take this. And of course, I didn't even see it. And they're all like over on the side over here. Our little audience is like going, pointing, going, look, look, look. And I'm like, okay. Oh, gosh.
This is live, people. This is live.
This is what happens when live happens. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was like 50 feet away.
Yeah.
In the van.
I just want Ruby to poke her head in and say, no spoilers now.
I know. Well, actually, what's interesting is the hotel told us that, I guess, one of the cast, mm-hmm. or not the cast, the crew, found out we were going to be podcasting tonight, and they were like, they can't show any pictures, they can't show any video, and we're not going to do it. And so they assured them we're not, so.
No.
They assured them we're not, so it was all good, but yeah, oh my gosh.
And there may be two people listening and going,
huh?
Jeff and Colleen are at home.
No,
and they're just making all that. Believe me,
what
I tell you.
Everybody say hello.
Hi.
Okay.
We're not at home.
Right.
No way.
They can vouch for us. We're not at home.
Lady's not here whining because we're not petting her.
No.
We are definitely on location.
No, trust me. Trust me. We're here. Oh.
So hopefully this is really kind of ramping everybody up mm-hmm. for season two. You know, I know we're all just crazy ready for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the time to kind of talk to people maybe that love fairy tales but are kind of leery about, you know, the show or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gonna be an amazing show when it comes back.
Yeah. So, and it's 1 month from today, by the way.
Yeah.
That's when it premieres, so it's gonna be great.
So it's gonna be a great time to introduce new people to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can kind of catch the vibe if you're a first-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
This is the vibe of the podcast.
Right.
We aren't what we aren't, and we are what we are, and that's it, you know? So.
Oh, that's funny.
If you dig this, then you'll dig the podcast.
Yep.
You know?
And this is not a typical podcast, but it's very similar. I mean, it's the same vibe as we do at home. It's just a little different. But obviously, I mean, this is very special because we're not in Storybrooke all the time.
Right.
I wish we were.
True.
I'm telling you, we win the lotto. I'm going to buy a house up here and come up here as often as I can.
We know a few places that
we
are for sale, too.
We do.
So we'll.
Yep. And we so it's you guys need to come visit. Seriously, you need to come visit.
Yep. And I can't think of anything else. I just want to make sure I wring every bit of the water out of this thing.
Bleed it forever. Everything. Yeah.
So we've got, you know, 10 or so minutes.
I can't think about anything else to say, but, you know, yeah, we're just, like I said, I mean, you can hear us. We're overwhelmed by how cool this is because it is really unbelievably cool.
So let's end here. Dreams are not in a vacuum. Wishes aren't in a vacuum. They take movement. They take action. They take saving. Mm-hmm. They take planning. There's all kinds of things that are part of it. And you have to wait.
Patience.
And so this is a dream. So many great moments in the last week or so.
Yep.
And so, you know, I just want to thank everybody involved. You know, thanks to the people that have put up with my weird comments on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean, Jeff? What does it mean? Well, now you know.
Yeah.
So,
now you know.
This is it. I don't know if there's anything better than this. You know, we went live, kind of bumpy at the beginning, but we went live from Storybrooke. So, dream big.
Mm-hmm.
Plan well, and just understand that, you know, it takes focus and determination. But, you know, if you're willing to do that, it'll come true. And, you know, we met some of the nicest people, cool folks.
Yeah, we have.
And
we have.
You know, like I said, the night's still young, so who knows what's up? What?
We have a request for you to fangirl when you meet Lana.
Well, I'll do my best.
Or if you meet Jenny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm not sure if we'll see her.
I don't know.
I hope we do. I really hope we do.
This is what's interesting is, you know, if you, for instance, we know that Lana was at the HRC not mm-hmm. too long ago.
Yes.
And so if you kind of look to that, you go, well, she can't possibly be. You know, you understand?
Yeah.
So the thing I'm saying is, you know, all these people think they know everything.
Yeah.
People don't know everything.
No, they don't.
And so you're going to be surprised.
Right. Right.
Because I know that I know that Ima's coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're wishing big for her.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice that Samantha met Lana today.
Yeah. And it was really good. It was really cool.
So.
Yeah. I did, you know, I wanted to talk about this a little bit. We're going to talk about it earlier, and we've just been so all over the place tonight. But, you know, on our drive up here, and again, we took a couple days to get up here. When we left our first stop and we were driving up, I kept seeing things that were once upon a time related. I mean, I saw a realtor, Keegan and Coppin.
Yep.
How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Keegan's a very common name, but that was the name of a realtor. And then we saw, you know, Aurora Road and Jefferson, a couple Jeffersons. We saw, you know, Swan everywhere. We saw Apple stuff. We saw, I don't think I saw Regina anything, but I saw Mills, a bunch of Mills things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just crazy. And it was everywhere between, you know, Northern California and here. We saw so many things that were once upon a time related. And it was kind of cool. And it got us really even more excited for getting here. And then we drove into town, got settled where we're staying, and then we drove up to go to the restaurant, and we literally had a little mini fangirl attack as we were driving through the intersection of, you know, 2nd and Moncton, which is the heart of the town. Marine Garage was on our left, and, you know, Purbeck was straight across the street. It was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And we ended up driving through the center of town because there was nothing there, right, you know, the other night, and it was just crazy to see these shops and go, that's such and such, and that's that, and there's the Storybook, you know, pet shelter, and I mean, there's all kinds of really cool things, and it's been really cool, and so just wanted to bring that up. It was just little signs here and there that made it so much fun.
Okay, so my overstating is, you know, probably kind of boring, but it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep,
we will leave it at that. I want to thank.
One last chance for questions. Give another couple minutes for questions. They're like begging us to stay on, or at least we got that a few minutes ago. So if we've got a couple more questions, otherwise we're going to get ready to pack up and go check out what's going on. Well, we need dinner, but go check out what's going on.
Right.
Birthday presents. Not yet.
Oh, I need to say this. I want to thank Holly Mom.
Yeah.
For
exactly.
Sending two cool Kick-Ass T-shirts to myself
That's
and Colleen.
True.
Thank you.
That's
thank
right.
you.
We got those.
Thank you so much for
that. Was awesome. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Lyra did. That's right. There were two audio things. Yep. Sorry. Please don't hold it against me. It's not that I don't care.
Yeah.
I actually do.
No more picture sightings of Mark's stuff. I think they took all that stuff down because it is, you know, they're filming it, and because that doesn't fit in with the storybook itself, I didn't see any today. So they may have had them up, and then they took them down. So.
Okay. Let me.
Yeah. What else? What else? What else?
I'm looking for two audio.
So.
Things that were sent.
We can check and see if the businesses want actual prints, Mark. We'll let you know. You have something else you're looking for?
Yep.
I guess there's coupons on ABC TV on dvcoupon.com for the DVD and Blu-ray in U.S. and Canada. So
yep. And
you should get that.
And don't forget that you can also use your coupon from if you were lucky enough to get the first 5 episodes.
Right, right. We did hug Josh Malini.
Yeah.
And we do need to come to Miami. I would love to go back and check out Florida. That's and we'd like to do a Disney World meetup one of these days. Not this year, unfortunately. Let's see. Did we see Emily? We have not seen Emily. I saw a girl who kind of looked like her from a distance, but then it turned out to not be her. She was probably one of the crew folks. Let's see. San Francisco. We would love to come to San Francisco. We love San Francisco. Let's see. And yeah, if we did Walt Disney World, it'd be January, February.
Yep.
It's the only time we could actually
I'm gonna play something that's not gonna be heard out here. But
oh, they won't hear it on the in the room. Okay.
So here is the message.
Hello, how are you? I hope you're doing well. Anyways, this is Emma Freebish. You know how it is. This message is a special one for Mr. Jeff Rowney, the Sultan of Once Upon a Time, the greatness mine behind the podcast, and a little birdie not Snow White's birds. I don't trust those birds. Told me that it is your birthday on Sunday. What? August 26th, the day you were born. And I just wanted to wish you a big, big, great, big happy birthday to you. And, you know, hope you have fun and it's great. And, you know, happy quinceañero, because everybody knows you're turning 15. You look gorgeous. All right. Talk to you guys soon. And, of course, big love as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much for that.
And for those in the room, it was a lovely message from Ima Freebush, one of our listeners, who said happy birthday to Jeff.
And I always tell Ima when I hear her song, come on. So,
it's a
Lady Gaga song.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that was, by the way, we'll go with that. Never mind.
I'm feverishly. I know that Alara sent. Hold on. Let me try this.
Uh-oh. Still trying
looking,
to find it.
Looking.
There's a very cute little girl outside the window.
Okay. So here is this.
Okay.
It's downloading.
Waiting with bated breath.
Yep. And it's coming up.
Greetings to you, Mr. Jeff. My name is Avanashi Ruchika Payad Vinaya. I heard of your show from a pen pal, you may know her, Rosita Chiquita Martita of Chihuahua, Mexico. Wanting very much to listen to the show, I climbed onto my elephant. My flying carpet was in the shop again. Wrote to my cousin Sujin's house. He has a computer with internet capabilities. I was completely blown away. It was a whole new world. Information, comedy, and occasional serious thought-provoking discussion. And the ticking of the shoe, it's also magical. One of the more recent shows, I heard them mention of the having of your birthday soon. Being a good Hindu, I wanted to wish you a charitable birthday. That is how we Hindus celebrate birthdays. We give to others. But I hear you giving so much every week, Mr. Jeff, that I am thinking every day is your birthday. You give your time and energy, which is very precious. I am knowing you will return to the world as a much higher being. Have a wonderful birthday, Mr. Jeff. Namaste.
Namaste to you.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. So cool.
That was another one of our listeners who does fantastic accents, and she did a very wonderful birthday wish for Jeff.
I think that's it. Unless there are more questions, I think that's it.
Or unless I have another heart attack seeing Robert or something.
I'm all wrung out. So thanks so much for everyone for supporting what we do. Thanks to the new folks that have checked us out. And So we may be reporting little bits here and there from the rest of our stay, but So there we go. Thanks for putting up with the technical little stuff here and there, looks like we finally got it all figured out. So thanks, guys. Take care.
All right.
Arrivederci.
We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.